listening to Jailbreak on 2SER.
Hope your time's going okay.
I'm Mick.
I'm Shane.
I'm Roachy. I'm here at the, I forgot the name of the place, John Moraney. I'm going to hand it over to my man over here, I don't even know, he's my brother in green.
My name's Shane.
And I'm Mick from John Moraney One. Welcome to Jailbreak. Jailbreak's about keeping it real. I'll hand you over to Roachy.
Just remember, boys, they can't keep you forever, man. Can't stop the clock, but they can't keep us forever either.
Yeah, we all got a release date.
Throw the ball over the fence too. You don't want to know. Tango Zulu Foxtrot. Coming up, we've got...
Feelings about addictions.
What it's like being in jail. Some boots.
Metallica. Iron Maiden. Led Zeppelin. I play heavy metal on guitar and I love that sort of stuff. Guitar in it, just all the guitar and the drumming. Just heavy metal, just mad music. All heavy metal people don't listen to the actual music in it, yeah? The guitar and just, it's not all about, not all, people here think it's all loud noises and that. You try playing that sort of shit. Anyone that loves heavy grunge, yeah? Or System of a Down, Korn. When you're on the guitar, yeah. Makes me feel mega, yeah.
Yeah, it gives goosebumps.
I'm Mick from John Moraney One, alongside Roachy and Shane.
Hey. My phone number, girls out there? Yeah, I didn't know that you girls are listening. Yeah, I'll get out soon. I've been training too, I'm buff as.
It's a radio program for inmates, women and men, to voice your opinion on things. Some inmates might reflect. I got out Father's Day 6 weeks ago, I think it was, and now I'm back again for the same offence, taking drugs and having drugs around. Don't take drugs. Drugs just stuff your life. It does. At the end of the day, I've been taking drugs for 30 years and been in and out of jail since the 90s, so, and they're all drug-related charges. Prescription, street drugs. At the end of the day, you're the only person who can stop. You can do all the courses you want, really, but at the end of the day...
And there is help out there, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to do a course, the course will work if you want to work it.
Every individual makes their own choice of how their journey evolves. So thank you to Mum and Dad for supporting us. From all inmates, from supporting their kids while being locked up, thank you for supporting us. Mum and Dad support by visiting every weekend, every second weekend, put money in our jail accounts as we get to do buy-ups and that, and making us feel wanted. Do the crime and you can go to jail for it, but there's very few that will stand by you. Unconditional love by your parents is something that people cherish.
Anyone that says they like jail is just ridiculous, man. Don't follow your dad's footsteps, mate, because you end up in jail like your old man. Grow up and have a better life, mate. This is not like what you do in life. Keep your head down and just battle through it. And I know school's hard, mate, but you know what? It gets harder in here. Family members might get sick. You can't be there, you know. Just recently, my little boy asked me how many more sleeps, and I told him about the same as last time, and he said, "Dad, that was like 200 sleeps." It was actually a little bit more than that, but I didn't want to tell him. But I hope I'm out there soon for him, for all those people out there with kids and all that. Man, I know how hard it is, man, and I hope you get back to your loved ones soon. We're going to throw a bit more, it's heavy metal. More song I like to throw in there, Metallica, Seek and Destroy. Seek and Destroy. That's the song I'm choosing, Seek and Destroy.
Jailbreak's coming right to your cell on 2SER.
I'm Mick.
I'm Shane.
I'm Roachy. Intelligar, Seek and Destroy.
Hey, this is Jailbreak 2SER.
Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system.
Hope your time's going okay.
I'm Mick.
I'm Shane.
I'm Roachy.
We're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year, same time, same network.
I hope you're enjoying this selection of heavy metal music.
You can reflect on a lot of music, the way you live in it as well, the way your life's going. And it reminds me of a lot of stuff that I've done in the past. Certain music does, all the bad stuff I've done. And what I've put my family through, my kids, my mum. I've got a lot of regrets. Yeah, what crime I'm in here for now, yeah.
A lot of people don't get to see what it's like in here. Hopefully you never get to see what it's like in here. Jailbreak, to me, is everyone connecting. The inside and the outside, letting the outside know what it's like being in here. You know, communicating with the outside world from the inside world. It's not a very nice place to be. Your hands are tied, can't do what you want to do. You've got kids out there you can't see. You're helpless in here. A lot of guys enjoy being in jail. I'm not one of them guys that enjoy being in jail. I've got a life outside. I made a mistake by putting someone else before my kids is why I'm here. That won't ever happen again. And Jailbreak is just let everybody know what we're about, what we want, and sharing music with each other. Well, people have got this image of jail, and until you actually come to jail and live the life, it's nothing that you can really imagine. Your hands are tied, you get told what to do, when to do. You're helpless in here with your family, and you can't help your family at all. You're limited to your phone calls, to your interaction with the outside world. Coming from someone that's been in control of their life, it's a devastating scenario to be in. Well, this is my first time in jail, and I don't plan on coming back.
I'll be back.
Thank you. This is about my 12th year I've done so far, 12 or 15 years all up. I'll come in the 90s, and that, my min number is double two, it's back in the day, I'd say. Yeah, I'll keep on coming back for stupid reasons. Yeah, don't learn me lesson, that's about it. Hopefully I do one day, think before you act. I can give good advice, but I can't take my own advice.
I've been in jail countless times. It's nothing to be proud of. Yeah, my min number is well in the early twos too. And if I can give one bit of advice out there, just think before you do something stupid, you know. Sometimes, even if you know you're still going to do it, maybe that just thinking about it might just make stop it from being so bad. And even while you're halfway through doing something, it's never too late to stop. I wish I hadn't done some of the things I've done. I'm nothing to be proud of, but some of the things I've done, and there's nothing you can do to change it except learn from your mistakes. I'm never saying I'm never going to come back to jail again, but I'm going to certainly try harder. And I'm going to hand it over to my brother in green.
My name's Shane.
And I'm Mick from John Moroney 1. Jailbreak.
I'm Roachy.
Keeping it real.
Welcome to Jailbreak. You're listening to Jailbreak on 2SER.
We're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year, same time, same network. I'll hand you over to Roachy.
Well, people here think it's all loud noises and that. Slam that right now. Let's put it on. Here it is. Metallica.
Yeah, Sandman, yeah, I do, yeah. I've heard it a few times, but yeah, I know that. I know the song. I've heard it a long time ago and that, yeah, but it's a good song. It's got a good beat to it, and he's a good singer too. And you can understand him as well, because he speaks clearly, he sings clearly. It's not, Sam, man.
Metallica.
Jailbreak's coming right to your cell on 2SER. I'm Shane.
I'm Mick.
I'm Roachy.
2SER, 107.3 FM. More coming up after some short messages and some shout-outs.
Hey, brother, how you been? Where'd you get that gammon tattoo from?
You know, Uncle Merv.
What, Auntie Shirley's brother?
Yeah, he did it for me the other day.
No good, brother. You know you can get Epsi like that. You know you can get tested and treated while you're here. Don't be ashamed. Go and see that nurse.
What? That easy? Better go get checked up then. I don't want that.
Hi, I'm Danny. You know, we all know tattoos are illegal in jail, but I've met a few people in jail that have contracted Hep C from the tattoo gun.
Jeez, sis, did you hear about that new treatment for Hep C?
Haven't heard about it. What's it about?
Gee, sis, I didn't know there was a deadly treatment.
Yeah, easy. One tablet a day for 12 weeks.
Jeez, that's good. I'll go fill out my form for clinic now.
Too deadly, I'll go later.
If you're mob on the inside, put a form into the nurse today. If you're mob on the outside, call 1300-HEP-ABC.
If you aren't sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots blood, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service.
I'm Mick from the John Moroney 1, alongside Roachie and Shane. Yeah, my crew here looking so excited at the moment. Jailbreak.
On 2SER.
Keeping it real. The biggest thing that I've learned from being in jail is not seeing my kids. I haven't seen my kids for 3.5 months. I go home in a couple of days, which is great. I definitely won't be making that mistake again. Put someone else before my kids.
I'm Roachie, and I like all heavy metal stuff. I slam that all day. I'm going to hand it over to my man over here. I don't even know if he's my brother in green.
My name's Shane. The biggest thing I've learned about myself is this is the only place that I can stay off drugs. On the outside, I pretty much can't. Over the 30-year period, I've tried everything. This place here, John Moroney, or jail itself, is the only place I've seemed to stay clean and off all drugs. And I miss my kids as well, yeah. So my kids are 21 and 23, and they're pissed off at me. I've got my daughter coming out this weekend to give me a lecture. She just got a house 2 days before I got released last time, and now I'm back in here, and pretty much my whole family's pissed. Even though they've gone through it all with me, this time they're pissed. Makes me nervous every time I go to see them, when they come to see me, and I don't know what to say to them. I stuffed up that much, so I've got a lot of charges known by the police. Can't walk down the street without them pulling me over. Now I've got 3 broken ribs, and I'm sick of taking charges for other charges to be dropped and the gain charges. I don't seem to think of anyone that has gave up drugs forever for the rest of their lives. The only people I know who don't take drugs is my brother and my kids and my parents. Everyone I know is on drugs. ICE is like an epidemic out there. Well, my brother used to smoke pot when he was like 15, 16, and he's 47 now, and he hasn't turned back to it and that. No, I don't know anyone in my situation that's stopped. You got to be around the right people. That's what it is. If you hang around people who do drugs or do crime and that, pretty much you're going to end up doing it with them. You can't just say you go to church and you're fine, because all criminals go to church as well. It can be anywhere. It can be down the shops. It could be anywhere, really. It couldn't be even in the courthouse. I don't go to NA because it puts me in a situation that the more people I know on drugs, the longer I'm going to stay involved in it, so I try to keep away, and it doesn't work for me anyway. Yeah, so far, yeah. I've got pretty much nothing to give to stop drugs, you know. I haven't had my rock bottom or anything like that, you know. I've always had a place to live. I want something to give. I want something to stop me from taking it. As long as I've spent 6 weeks out there without taking it, and I always seem to go straight back to it. Not that I like the drug. I don't like the feeling of it. I just have it because I just have it, yeah. I don't know what it is. It's an addiction. It's everywhere. It's a big thing in the community, ICE and that.
Yeah, what I can do in here when I'm here is courses. Whether it's going to work or not, that's another thing. That's up to me. But I'm going to do every course I can possibly do just to try my best to stay away from it.
I five that one too. Every program will work. As long as you work it right, the way they say to do it, yeah, it'll work. If it's not in you to give it up, it's not going to work. I always put my hand up. I just hope that I can take my own advice. I'm just going to keep on saying no. I've got to do what I'm doing in here. If I can't do it out there, I'm going to end up back in here each time. Because it's not easy. It's not easy to stay off drugs. Once you've been on it for a certain amount of time, it comes as the way of life. Every program works. The way they've worked the programs is if you're willing to do it, it'll work for you, you know. It doesn't matter who you are. If it's not in you to give it up or whatever, you're not going to give it up. Because I've never wanted to, really. It's not in me. I haven't had nothing bad to me happen. I've lost freedom, but I haven't lost my family. So, yeah, no, I haven't OD'd. I haven't lost my family.
When I get out to go back to the life that I was living work-wise with my children, I should have been with my kids with that night instead of following my gut instinct, and I owe them a bit of time.
I take responsibility for my actions and the way I conduct myself in jail and what I can do to better my life. No, I've never been on radio before, but I am now.
Yeah, I've never been on radio either. But, yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Someone who didn't want to walk in here and be in here 15 minutes ago, he's enjoying himself. Yeah, yeah, have a go. Don't sit back in the back seats and that. Just come forward and might feel nervous at the beginning, but it's all right.
I'm Mick.
I'm Shane.
I'm Roachie. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnick. Don't panic. Don't panic, Pinnick. I'll get it right. Jailbreak's producer is Kate Pinnick. Penoff.
At Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal tribe. And we pay our respects to all the elders past and present.
I hope you're enjoying this selection of heavy metal music.
Later.
Catch up, but you won't catch me next time.
Tune in again next Sunday at 9:30. Until then, take care then. Take my hand. Rock to never, never lay.